B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, August 12, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll talk about what we got up to over the weekend. Plus, we're going to check out the top 25 gaming mascots of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today with Ninja and the bad blood that's been stirred up between Ninja and Twitch. You know, we have been covering Ninja's big move over to Mixer since we caught wind of it. It's been a big deal. But the way that Twitch has been responding to it, it's been, let's admit, it's been a bit petty.
A bit petty, but really
what?
Funny.
Really funny.
So, petty?
Super funny.
So, yeah, after Ninja made the departure for Mixer, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is already the most subscribed person on
Twice
Mixer.
Twice
right?
Over.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ever since then, they have been using Ninja's old, now defunct Twitch channel to
twitch.tv/ninja
to advertise other Fortnite streamers.
Which, that's right.
Why wouldn't they? As big as Ninja is, you know people are going to be looking for him.
First of all, this is they don't do this with any other
streamer. Nobody else is Ninja.
Nope, exactly. And I understand from Twitch's perspective, you take a high traffic page, you don't want it to just be dead, and you use it, you repurpose it so that content on your service is getting some of those, some of that traffic.
Give other people a chance to shine.
However, this is what kind of makes it different is that they nuked the 6 years worth of content that Ninja had put on the channel.
Yeah.
There have been other people, other very notable people to make the jump from Twitch over to Mixer. And unless their account was suspended, terminated, you know, unless they were banned from Twitch, you can still go to those people's pages and be able to find their old VODs.
It is, and that's
that
where
part of it is petty.
No, I was about to say, and that's where the pettiness comes in, because on top of not being able to, you know, have that audience be able to go and enjoy those old videos and clips and whatnot, a lot of time what that really does look like is Twitch is so sore about this move, and beyond just petty, I could argue, like, is, can they do that?
They can.
It's their platform.
It's their platform. Now, if I were Twitch, as a show of good faith, I may have loaded down a hard drive with all of those videos
and
mailed it to him.
Well, and I mean, and to be fair, since this whole thing has gone down, Emmett Shear, the CEO of Twitch, has mentioned that what has happened with Ninja's channel is something new that they're doing. Even people who haven't left the platform, if your channel's down, they'll use it to advertise some other things in the what you usually stream.
Yeah.
Since all this, they have reverted Ninja's page to what it was before, so they have brought back his VODs and videos.
Okay.
The reason, though, that we have to talk about this today is because in the time in which they were showing other
channels,
Fortnite streams,
yes,
which apparently there was no decision about what exactly was being shown.
Well, it was just other people
it was
who
left
were broadcasting
up to
the Fortnite
It was left up to the algorithm.
Yeah. That there is my issue. That's the big problem.
Someone during that time decided that they were going to stream pornography under the Fortnite channel.
Now
you might be able to guess what happened.
Now, by the way, this is not the first time that this has happened. This happens on a
fairly regular,
I don't want to say a regular basis, but it's something that Twitch as a platform has to deal with on a regular enough basis that they have policies around it. They have people that are out there monitoring for these things. And
then how did it get to 20,000
most times
views?
This is and this is what most times that this happens, it's shut down and remedied very quickly.
I mean, we've seen instances of people where, like, they'll just have like a moment of, you know, a clothing malfunction or something like that, a slip of that, and that'll result in their channel being temporarily taken down.
Right.
Usually it's very quick. This time A lot of people saw this before anything
apparently
happened.
This was up for
2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I had heard as well. I don't
20,000 viewers.
I can't verify. Verify that at all. But yeah, it did at the time it was taken down. There was 20,000 people that were on the channel. And again, you know, you'd think like after a few thousand people, most of the time a Twitch moderator ends up popping into
actual human
that chat room. Now, given this was a Sunday that this happened, mm-hmm. right? So that may have had at least some small part in this. But Ninja did take to social media to express his frustration with this.
As you guys know, I'm streaming on Mixer now. My team and I have made sure that the transition went incredibly smooth, super professional. We haven't said anything bad or negative about Twitch, obviously, because there really hadn't been any reason to. Over the last couple of days, there have been some things that have been going on that, you know, we let slide. They were kind of annoying, little jabs we felt like, but it didn't matter. We wanted to stay professional. But now, for those of you who don't know, if you go to twitch.tv/ninja, they advertise other channels. They don't do this for anyone else that's offline, by the way. Just me. And there are also other streamers who have signed with other platforms whose stream and channel still remains the same. You can see their VODs. They don't promote other streams. They don't promote other popular channels. But they do on mine. I've been streaming for 8 years. To build my brand, to build that channel, 14 and a half million followers, and they were still using my channel to promote other streamers. Well, now there was a porn account that was number one being recommended on my channel, and I have no say in any of this stuff. So this is like the, this is the line, this is the straw. We're trying to get the whole channel taken down to begin with, or at least not promote other streamers and other channels on my brand, on my freaking profile.
I mean, that, listen, that makes sense, okay? I understand from Ninja's point of view why he would be frustrated by
this. Totally. I mean, as he said before, you know, you spend all this time to, you know, build your channel and build your brand. And let's be honest, for as many people have moved over to Mixer to follow Ninja there, there's still a large incumbent audience that is still on Twitch that are going to maybe just go to see the VODs,
right?
Maybe they hadn't heard or whatever, but they're going to go to that channel and they're going to see the recommended channel be porn. I mean, that is really, really, really kind of, it's a massive oversight.
Listen, I don't think it's a bad look for him. I don't think that this is a bad look for Ninja.
But it's a massive oversight.
It's a terrible look for Twitch.
Yes.
It's a terrible look for Twitch as a platform. And I don't blame Ninja for high-roading him on this one. Like, honestly, like I do feel like Ninja has tried to make this as professional and amicable as he possibly could. But that Twitch has really kind of been the one that has ended up with egg on their face. You know, I thought that this was like at first, okay, haha, it's a funny jab at Ninja,
right,
to kind of take his entire page down. But I also understood that move from Twitch's point of view, leaving it open to the algorithm to decide what is displayed on that page.
That was the mistake.
That leaves you so open,
but
man.
What about the flip side, though, is that if Twitch then curates the sort of suggested pages to, you know, content creators that they think, you know, people who like Ninja would like, then they open themselves up to the favoritism argument from other content creators. So I feel like Twitch in this sense is kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't.
But how is it any different from what they do on the front page? You could have used it in a similar fashion.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with taking 14 million potential followers, and because he left, you just got, oh, I guess we just piss it off into the wind?
Yeah, I guess I guess this is just a dead page now. No, I do think that, listen, I think that had they done, if they really done their job here, they would have had a mix of recommended channels and they would have had access to his VODs on that same page.
Correct.
Right? That to me seems like splitting the difference and being fair to both sides. Now listen, if Twitch just wants to be petty, it's their service. They're allowed to do that. I'm not trying to tell Twitch how to do their job. Clearly we're on their service. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if you're going to be a little bit spicy with it, you also also got to realize the potential criticism that you open your own platform up for. And we know damn well how easily manipulated algorithms are.
Do your due diligence.
Someone set out with the goal to make this happen.
No, I agree with you, but I also think that, you know, while it may not damage Ninja's brand too much, and while I think, you know, this is mostly on Twitch, I think the association still exists. And there is going to be somebody, some soccer mom,
sure,
who doesn't follow this stuff, whose kid is going to want to say, hey, mom, can I use your phone to go look up Ninja's profile?
Yeah.
And they're going to click on, and there's going to be a massive splash of human flesh across the screen. And this lady is going to freak out. She's
going to
say, is this what they put on Ninja's? Is this what this Ninja kid does? And they're going to freak out. So I understand why he's so frustrated about that particular point.
Totally.
Sure.
And I also understand, again, why he's high-roading him on this one, yeah, and really, you know, going out of his way to kind of shine a light on the situation, because, you know, you don't want to find out about this from a tweet. You don't want to find out about this from a screenshot. You don't want, certainly, you don't want to find out about this from someone like Slasher, right? Because now you're the last person to know. So I do understand Ninja's frustration with this, and I also understand to a point Twitch's position, but I think that they've done a massive, massive disservice to themselves here, and had all the ability in the world to try to, you know, make this fair, make this amicable, and show other people on the platform that it really does care at the end of the day about its users. And I don't know that that was the message that was delivered here.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they, you know, their CEO comes out, issues an apology, reverts Ninja's page to how it is. By the way, I'm on that page right now. There's people chatting in his chat, which is...
It's still being used. That's why you don't just let it be a dead page.
And I mean, obviously, his videos are back up, which is good to see, but it is just wild.
It's bizarre.
Like, actually communicating in chat on a literally defunct channel.
Yeah, yeah.
What the heck?
But that's the kind of traffic that page was getting.
Yeah.
But listen, we got to hear from you on this. Do you think that Twitch made the right move, or were they being petty? What do you think about Ninja's response? Did he seem a little bit sanctimonious? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP, if I asked you what the top 25 mascots in gaming is, do you think you'd even be able to name 25 of them? Well, that's going to be what wraps up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we're going to check out what was going on over the weekend. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
It's time for the Checkpoint XP weekly update. What we were doing with our weekend. Welcome back in. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on TSN Sports Radio, including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at BPodStudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling in the WWE, and Talk and Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, then go to BPodStudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. So, I don't know if anyone else got up to anything this weekend. I said on Friday, when we were here, that my intention was to do as little as humanly possible, and I did that. I just basically plugged myself into Fallout all damn weekend.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
Both 76 and 4.
Am I to assume that by the fact that you just jumped in that we don't have any reviews to read or anything like that?
I mean, we do. It's one from Volkai, if you really want to hear it.
Wait, wasn't the last one we read from him?
Yeah. For the weekly podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. All right.
So we can wait on it, or I mean, I can read it.
I think you should read it and
just read it.
Right. Chance to tell people.
Hey,
leave a review.
It's clear Volkai is the only one that followed directions.
Yeah, and here's the thing: if we don't read it, then we have to deal with Volkai asking why we didn't read his review.
That's true too.
Arguably worse.
That's true too. So Volkai leaves us this Apple Podcasts review. Says imperfect but consistently excellent. So he quotes Robbie, not everything is about killing Norris. And then he quotes Norris in video games. It is and says, I was disappointed to hear this exchange during Friday's Checkpoint Daily podcast. This buys directly into the worst stereotypes of the gaming community. Y'all are better than this. 5 stars anyway, because you are, in fact, better than this. So
that was sarcasm from Norris. First of all,
I don't even know what the hell he's talking
when
about.
when we were talking about the
violence in video games.
Farming simulator.
Yeah. Oh, right.
This was the farming simulator debate, and he was talking about someone getting a triple baler, right?
Got it.
And
you said there's no action because nobody's being killed. And I said it's not always about killing.
At least when people run goats, things die. I think that's another direct quote. So just to jog your memory a little bit.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Volkai, come on, man.
Fair enough.
Come on, buddy.
All right. Come on, buddy, for Volkai.
Come on, buddy.
There you go.
Well, Nate, like you, I didn't do a whole lot this weekend.
No.
It was the girlfriend's dad's birthday, and his family has this weird thing where whenever there's any type of event going on, they just take you out and buy dinner for you. Like, he bought dinner for everybody. So for the second weekend in a row, I get to go out to a nice Italian place.
That's a weird thing.
That's like the opposite.
You would think like Katie and her sister would have treated, you know, the dad. But nope.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, you know, whenever there's a birthday or an anniversary or something, you know, I make sure to come along for, you know, really nice.
You're trying to be a part of this family?
He's buying me stuff, man. Yeah.
I mean, because it's going to be your turn soon.
I mean, maybe. That's why we got to bring the money in here, man. I tell you.
We just need money.
You're not wrong.
The other thing, I spent a lot of time playing more Fire Emblem, and I have to commend the game on something. In games that boast the whole, you know, your decisions matter type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in something like Mass Effect, where they do, there's always a clear cut, depending on how you're playing, this is the decision for me.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
There's never been a moment where I've had to make a choice where literally on both sides, like, I'm struggling with myself. And this game...
Meanwhile, you're seeing Ellie will remember that after every freaking decision you make, and you're like, oh, God, help me.
But no, there was straight up like a decision to where I'm like, all right, I have to make 2 save files now and play out both to see which one I like better and which one I can live with.
Wow.
Because, it's some deep stuff.
Man,
Now I'm still like, I don't know, man.
That's something that the Fallout games have always been really good at, is forcing you into a decision, right? Towards the end of 4, you have to make a decision of which faction to back, and it doesn't make that decision easy.
Yeah, but even in Fallout, there's still one that I feel like you naturally going to gravitate to more than the others. And this isn't just about... this is what you're going with, right?
Sure.
It's also very, very good at pointing out, because you're doing this, these are the consequences you're going to have to live with.
Yeah.
Because
I did the Nuka World DLC in Fallout 4 over the weekend. And that's one where, you know, you go to Nuka World.
A lot of decisions to make.
You go to Nuka World, and there's a whole bunch of raiders, but the raiders accept you as, you know, their boss, basically. And so, you know, you do these whole bunch of side quests, and you start to, like, warm up to these characters. And then, you know, you're met with a decision. Do you let them invade the Commonwealth, or do you just kill them all?
That's rough,
right?
See, I just did the kill them all right from the get-go.
Oh, you just went there and executed all of them.
Oh, yeah. They're raiders, man.
They're raiders,
come on,
bro. I could have went to Diamond City and contributed to society like everybody else, but no.
Actually, a pair of them, one of the factions, got kicked out of Diamond City.
Well, that's their fault.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it was a really interesting portion of DLC, and I really liked going through it. I enjoyed what I did, but at the point where it's like, it's time to move this party to the Commonwealth, I was like, I gotta put the brakes on you right there. See, with so, my shotgun.
So that was an easy decision for you to make, though.
No, because I took some time, because I was I wanted to gauge how much damage I would be doing to my settlements, because I've spent considerable amounts of time building those up.
Yeah.
And at the end, I was just like, you know what? I don't want to destroy all that work that I've done.
See, I still haven't found the tipping point for my choice where it's like, all right, this is the one I'm going to go with, because like both sides are still like, I'm playing the game twice now as a result.
I mean, but either decision is a logical decision.
Yeah.
See, that's what to me makes a good sort of fork in the road for a video game, is that like each decision makes sense. Like Mass Effect has a ton of them. Every game has a ton of them.
Constantly.
You know, so
Life is Strange was like that too.
The whole game is that for Life is Strange. So, you know, I totally get that. But my weekend was pretty chill. It was of course the opening weekend of the English Premier League, so I watched a ton of soccer.
Nice.
Went to the pub.
I think you mean football, Norris.
I for the lack, you know, the uninitiated of our listener.
The layman.
Yes, the layman. But yes, football, or footy, as we call it sometimes. But did a bunch of that. And then I strangely had the inkling to reinstall No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Why? No, hold on.
So what inspired this decision?
Norris, me and you are on the same page with No Man's Sky. We both bought it when it first came out. We weren't, you know, into
Impress,
it.
Yeah.
And we've had multiple conversations about how you had your shot and you may be good now, but we ain't giving you another try.
Yeah.
Why'd you crack?
So here's the thing. As I've been constantly reading, you know, more stuff about the new updates and everything that it, you know, they put into the game post launch, that has really made it a better experience. I don't want to say a better game, because I don't play that game to, you know, as a game. I play it as an experience,
sure,
a time sink.
Yeah.
And so I reinstalled it and instantly went into the little creative mode that they have and got the base building. That's essentially what I would have been gathering resources for anyway. So I said, let me just jump the line and go to
build yourself a space station.
And start building myself a space station. And I got about an hour, 2 hours in until I realized this game still really sucks. And I'd rather just go do this in Fallout.
That was my experience with FF12, where I was like, all right, it's been years later, it's the Zodiac Edition, we'll play it on PS4 and give it a go.
Yeah.
And the same amount of time into the game, I'm like, no,
this is why I haven't bought the 12 re-release.
See, I like 12. You guys know I like 12.
Yeah,
I think 12. I think the story for 12 is absolute garbage.
If
but
you
it's fun.
Liked 12, I think the changes in the Zodiac Edition are great. I really enjoyed the changes that were there. But it's the story
of
12. Just don't capture me.
You have to be completely sold on that gameplay.
Yes,
you do.
You have to be a fan of that gameplay.
And if you're not,
not even of the gameplay, the story and the character.
Well,
no, you don't. Because I hate the story and the character.
I don't think so.
Should clearly be the main character of 12.
That's what chased me away. Is the gameplay enough? Or the gameplay alone isn't enough?
No, I agree. But anyway, so I played No Man's Sky, and I realized 2 hours in that it was trash. So I cut it off, and I end up just playing FIFA because it was that kind of weekend.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So, Joe, what'd you do? Go apply for an auto loan?
No, I watched a lot of League of Legends over the weekend, and that was unfortunate because there wasn't very good League of Legends to watch.
No.
Those matches were stomps.
They were not great.
That was rough. And I also, on Saturday, finished up the original Ace Attorney trilogy, so I'm done with the first three Phoenix Wright games.
Mm.
Those games are really good. The story.
I didn't know that you were trying to plug through those.
Yeah, I'd already finished 1 and 2, and then I got distracted with Mass Effect last year,
okay.
So I never got around to finishing the third one.
Right.
I finally went back to finish
the
third
game. So what, you pulled out your old 3DS?
No, I got them on Switch.
Oh.
I got them on Switch.
They're on Switch?
Yeah.
I had no idea. The 3DS games haven't been ported over yet, but the original ones are on the Switch.
What were the originals for?
Game Boy Advance, I believe.
What?
Yeah, Game Boy Advance.
That goes back that far?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they were GBA
titles. Had no idea.
And then, with the exception of when they ported them to 3DS, they added a case to the end of the first game that had 3DS stuff in it. But yeah.
Oh, right on.
So yeah, I went and did that. But then I got into a bad spot because I finished the game. And I didn't have another one ready to pick
up
and start
to play.
Yeah. So I kind of went through that moment where, like,
what do I do now?
For like 10 minutes, I turned on my PS4, flipped through all my games, and then turned off
dude,
my PS4.
See, that's why you have to have what I call an everyday game. You have to have a game.
That's Fallout 76.
That's 76. Yeah. You have to have a game. MMOs are great for it, obviously.
Yes.
But even if it's not an MMO, like for me, it's always FIFA. I'm bored. I want to play a video game. But all right, whatever. I'll go play FIFA.
I know. And right. if I didn't fire up League, and I should have, because when you get into that spot and you really, you know, like, oh man, I don't have anything left in the backlog to play right now, or that I want to. You make bad decisions.
Oh, yep. What'd you do? Oh, no.
What'd you do, Joe?
I made a bad decision.
What'd you do?
I don't want to say.
You resubbed FF14, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he
oh,
did.
My
he
God.
Did.
I
God.
Do not believe.
No. Back in.
What are you doing?
Welcome back it's to Balmung.
I actually server hopped off Balmung.
Oh, okay, I don't blame you.
But, yeah, it's trash there. Yeah. I'm back.
Why?
I started Shadowbringers.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
You know what? I'm sorry, guys. This is my fault.
I don't feel
this is my fault. You know what? This is my fault.
It's your fault and Kyle's fault.
I take responsibility for this because I came back and I said that Shadowbringers was not terrible. And I'm sorry.
That's the problem.
That's been the consensus on it, is that
it's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
And that, I mean, so far, I'm not super far in yet, but yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's the most happy I've been playing a 14 game since
Heavensward.
Heavensward, probably.
Okay, the most happy you've been
since Mainline.
It's still not happy. Are you happy?
No.
Okay.
See?
No, I'm definitely not happy. I felt pretty dirty all day long. Actually, all Sunday I was just sitting there playing, and I'm like, I don't like this. This isn't a good place to be in my life. It's not good.
See, should have just played League.
You should have.
By the way,
League would have been $30 cheaper.
Things I have never thought I would say is, man, I wish I was playing League right now. Yeah, that was.
Well, you did this to yourself.
You know what the problem with League is?
There's only one person to blame.
Is every game takes like a half hour. That's the problem. If every game took 10 minutes, it would be so easy to just pop up.
And here's the thing, is that, you know, coming to it not as a new subscriber to FF14, you're intensely aware of all of the problems that FF14 has.
You know what's
because
coming.
Because it still has the exact same problems that it did four years ago.
You know what's coming.
It was wild, too, because I got back and one of my friends was immediately like, oh, yeah, no worries. I actually got a spot in my raid group. I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
Jesus.
Let me tell you this.
There are, like, I don't even want to do the raid stuff. I just want to see the story and get the hell out.
Let me tell you this.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Before you get into it, Norris.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's how this is going down? Are you absolutely sure that you are going to go in for the story?
Oh, right.
And that's where it's going to end. Because I've made that same promise to myself before, and it has failed.
I'm going to tell you, before you answer, Joe, I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you why.
Same song and dance, man.
Not just that, but because of this expansion's raid specifically.
Because it's FF8 related?
It's all FF8 related.
Yeah, I'll say this. When it was suggested to me, like, hey, I've got a spot in my raid group. We raid Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. And I actually started to, like, vomit and dry heave. Like, no, I feel pretty confident I'm never going back to that.
He's going
to
do the normals.
Let me tell you this.
Do the normals. Oh, well,
Joe,
you can do the normals
the
and pugs, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do the normals.
Yeah, the normals have, you know, relevance again.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold that against relevant, right?
Joe, let me tell you.
They are MSQ relevant, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'll do the normals, sure. Yeah.
If you go and you end up raiding Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night, whatever it is, we're going to fight. Because I offered you a spot in D&D Monday, but it's too late for you, which I get. You're up early. You work all day. I get that. All right?
Robbie,
but I was asking for one day.
Robbie, if I get back...
And if you commit to three...
Yeah.
Throwing hands.
If I get back into raiding three nights a week, I'll sit here with my hands tied behind the chair and let you punch me. It won't have to be a fight.
You heard it here. Put the camera on yourself.
It's on me right now. I'm never going back to raiding. Now, like, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that I raided in Heavensward, right? It was Heavensward?
Yeah. 2.0, yeah.
I'm glad that I raided then. That was a fun experience. And as soon as I was done, I was like, wow, never again.
Clip yeah. that.
All right.
Clip yeah. that, because he's going to come there. Back talking about something. So, yeah, guys. So I rated.
My raid group's really struggling.
Here's how it'll be. I'll come in and be like, yeah, I filled in for a raid.
That's what it's going to be.
That's where it'll start.
That's somebody's going to be like, oh, my God, we really need a Dragoon.
Yeah, someone needed a Dragoon just to help clear for the night. And I was like, yeah, I'll sub in for a night. And then that was it. I was in.
And Dragoon has even more utility now.
Oh, God.
Well,
see, what world are we in?
Interestingly,
that Dragoons have utility.
Come on,
it's ridiculous. I'm actually playing Red Mage.
Ew.
Yeah, I switched over to my alt, and they don't have Dragoon all the way leveled up. And I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go through it again, I'm playing a different job. So I play Red Mage.
That's
gross.
Yikes.
I literally picked Red Mage because I'm like, hey, what job can I pay the least attention to and still do okay?
That's pretty
it's
okay.
Red Mage.
That's
it
fair.
Turns out it's Red Mage.
Just tap your procs, you'll be all right.
Pretty much.
That's yeah. kind of like how Red Mage was in 11 as well. Refresh Monkey. But,
is yeah. Refresh Up? Great. You're good. Refresh DS Slow Paralyze.
That's it.
You can put that on Control 1 through Control 4 and you're done. Congratulations. You can play
you
Red
can really
Mage.
Really put it on like... one macro now, and just have a cycle over and
don't
over
get me wrong.
Again.
You're not playing Red Mage 45 well. Or whatever. Yeah.
You're not playing Red Mage well at that point, but your group won't care. They just want the refresh.
Right,
that's true.
No
one's going to notice.
Play
that not a single person is
no
going to notice.
Exactly.
No one's noticed. Anyway, we want to hear from you. Properly shame Joe for going back to FF14. Connect with us on social media. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, what are the top 25 gaming mascots of all time? Did you even know that there are 25 different gaming mascots? I don't think I did.
Yeah, Bubsy's one.
Stick around. That's going to be ahead next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
The top 25 gaming mascots of all time. Can you guess them? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo, ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Not Your Player 2, and Low Team Damage. Check it out over at CheckpointXP.com/shop. Joe likes to bring lists to this show all the time. We've gotten some gems out of him in the past, but this time, I'm not even confident that there are 25 gaming mascots at all.
So we've got the top 25 gaming mascots, and I will preface this by saying, do not think about like company mascots because
the
if you try to do it that way
is very liberal.
You're gonna get through your list real quick. Think about mascots for franchises and for games.
Okay,
and that's the only way you're gonna have a chance at this.
Guys,
okay.
Well, obviously we know right off the top: Mario, Sonic, and Bubsy. Poof, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Bubsy's got to be in there. Yeah.
I mean, Mario and Sonic are on this list.
Well, okay, let's just cross those two off right now.
Mario comes in at number 1.
Of course.
And Sonic comes in at number 11.
That's what? Very low.
Wow. That is extremely low. Bubsy is nowhere to be seen on
this
list.
That is criminal.
This is, listen.
Balderdash.
I.
That is criminal.
This is highly suspect.
I was going to use this for when we got one right.
Yep.
Thank you, Bubsy.
Yep. This doesn't seem right now, though.
Yeah, you'd be very wrong the entire time.
So, okay.
All right, so
Bubsy's not on this list in a highly suspicious move.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who are you starting with?
All right.
I feel like Robbie just wins.
Yeah.
So
it's my turn.
Go ahead, Nora.
Lara Croft.
Lara Croft comes in at number 13 on this list, two below Sonic.
Okay.
Nate, any thoughts?
7 Up Cool Spot.
Oh, wow. No, not on this list, but I want to...
Darn it!
I would offer you a point anyway, because what a great answer.
All right. I mean, I'm going to take a bit of the easier ones here. Master Chief.
Chief is number 3 on this list.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Norris.
I'm going for a steal here. Vault Boy.
Vault Boy is not on this list.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be.
No, he's not.
Trash!
Nate, over to you.
A mascot for a game... See, now, this is the thing. I can't even...
Nate doesn't even play video games.
Yeah, he's never
played one. He plays Fallout 76, right. But that's it.
A main character is different from a mascot. Well, so someone like...
There's a lot of main characters on here.
So someone like Solid Snake.
Solid Snake comes in at number 9 on this
list. Okay, I don't like this list.
This list is stupid.
I just got a point, and I'm saying I don't like this.
This list is misnamed.
Crash
Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot comes in at number 25.
What?
Ooh. Whoa.
Barely made the list.
Just barely made the
list. Come on, that was Sony's actual mascot for the better part of like 10 years.
Yeah, he sure was.
Wow.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Yikes.
Right. Norris.
Link.
Link comes in at number 4 on this list. So we've got number 1 at Mario, number 3 Master Chief, and number 4.
Are there repeats from franchises?
No.
Okay.
I would say all right. They did say, like, if you're the mascot, you're the only one of that franchise.
Okay. Fair enough. Who's number 2? This is going to bother me.
Mega Man comes in at number 10.
Good
one
guess.
One better than Sonic.
Good
yep.
guess.
Very
good
nice.
Guess.
I will say that the most difficult one on this list, in my opinion, is number 5.
Ooh,
all right.
Really?
I'm going to go with another old school one, but the fact that Crash was at number 25, I don't think he's going to be here, but Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro is not on this
list. He's not iconic.
Oh, wow.
Spyro's not iconic.
That's rough. I would put Spyro on the list. Norris.
I had it, and I just lost it with that garbage guess.
Spyro's a great guess.
No, it's not. It's not a good guess. I will say Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Oh, good one.
Pikachu is number 14 on this list. Yes. Yeah. Definitely needs to be on there.
So I'm going to go with my all-time favorite gaming mascot of
you
anything.
Say Booger Man.
No.
Oh, okay.
Buck Bumble.
Hey, the best intro theme song ever made.
Nate.
Flat out.
Could you pretend to try?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Listen, I got 2 points not even trying, so now I'm going to be funny.
I got to tell you, I can only assume that Buck Bumble was number 26 on the list.
Buck Bumble
had to
great.
Be.
That is a great theme song.
Robbie, over to you.
Let's go with Kirby.
Kirby is number 17 on this list.
That's a real good. I feel like if you just named Super Smash Brothers characters, you could get about
pretty
half
much.
The list.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
You'd get a few more, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you'd certainly get a few more. Norris.
Ryu,
yes. He is number 6 on this list. Number 6 is Ryu.
I almost guessed Chun-Li.
Good call. Chun-Li is not on this list. So yeah, Ryu was correct.
Oh man, I'm actually legitimately running out of things, so I got to take one from the chat.
Okay,
Samus.
Samus, ooh, yes, of course. Samus comes in at number 12.
All right, there you go. That one's for you, Mr. Blinks.
I feel like we're on Family Feud here, being like, "Yeah, good one, good guess."
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Let's see. Off of the Ryu, I'm going to go for another fighting game. Most iconic Mortal Kombat character.
There's a Mortal Kombat character on here.
Get over here.
Scorpion?
Yeah. Scorpion comes in at number 15.
See, I would have said Sub-Zero.
I would have
said Sub-Zero.
I remember him.
He got his own spinoff game.
But everybody knows Get Over Here.
It's true.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Scorpion.
Good call, Robbie. Yes, Scorpion is number 15 on this list.
Okay.
There's some horror games that need some representation on here. Some action adventure. An old arcade game needs some representation on here.
Pac-Man
is number 2 on this list.
Nice. There you
number
go.
Two.
Number 2 would have bothered me, too, if we wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, you're just missing number 5, which if anyone gets number 5, you just win. You win.
Is that obscure?
It's beyond obscure.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it should ever be number 5. Like, it should be at 25 as a joke. It is amazing, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But yikes, number 5 is wild.
Okay. Bomberman.
Bomberman is not on this list. And that, you know, I hadn't even thought of Bomberman. I'm upset that he's not on here. I love Bomberman.
I just went super obscure. You'd never guess it at five. Yeah. So I went, no one would ever guess Bomberman.
That's fair. Robbie, over to you.
Let's go with Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is number eight on this list.
Very good. Yep, Donkey Kong. Technically a different game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You guys are only missing, I think, two out of the top ten. You're missing number seven and number five.
Well done.
Norris, over to you.
Okay. 7 and 5. Horror game.
There is a horror game on here. It's later in the teens, but yep.
I don't know. Nemesis.
Nemesis. You have the right franchise, but it is not Nemesis.
Oh, damn it.
Nate, over to you.
How about Conker? Conker's Bad Fur Day. Still going super obscure.
You know what's upsetting is neither Conker nor Banjo-Kazooie are on here. That is, Banjo-Kazooie upsets me a lot.
Yeah. That's legit.
Robbie?
All right. I'm going to throw back to my long time ago, the list we made for who we're dropping in Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Jill Valentine.
Jill Valentine is number 19.
As soon as I said name, I was like, damn it, it's
Jill.
That's
what reminded me, too.
It was Jill. It was. Norris, over to you.
All right, one more clue for number five.
Smash Bros. Characters. Oh, I'm sorry, for number five?
Yeah.
Obscure late 90s.
Obscure late 90s?
And it's tricky.
Gex?
Gex? Wow.
What a great guess. I'll tell you this. It's not for a game.
What?
Then it's not a game mascot.
Okay. All right. What about Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel?
That's a game.
I know.
No, he's not on here. All right.
Damn.
What do we
miss? Through some of these on here. All right. So number 24, we have the Miis. Number 23 is Yoshi. Number 20.
Wait. Is it Yoshi. John Madden?
It is not John Madden. Oh, that's a great guess.
That is a good guess. I will. Yeah. No, but keep going.
22 is Fox McCloud. 21 is Sweet Tooth. Number 20 is Rayman from Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
I know.
Jill Valentine, Nathan Drake, Kirby.
Someone in the chat said, Epic Lurker said Nathan Drake.
Simon Belmont at 16.
Why did we not name any castle?
I almost said Victor.
Yeah. Scorpion and Pikachu, Lara Croft, Samus, Sonic, Mega Man. You guys got all those. Solid Snake at number 9. Number 8 is Donkey Kong. Number 7 is Kratos.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cool.
Number 6 is Ryu. Number 5, if you even know his name, I'll give you points.
Okay.
Sagata Sanshiro.
That is
the mascot for the Sega Saturn.
That's a mystery.
Wow. The dude.
Go look up the commercials that he did for the Sega Saturn.
Yes.
He's a legend.
All right.
Well, I had no idea who he was.
There you go. There's the top 25 gaming mascots of all time. How many did you know? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com. Conference on an esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be back tomorrow with the latest in esports and gaming news. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-host who pulled double duty as producer for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.